Gracibel Johnson still hasn't left campus after dropping off her baby boy Timmy. Disguised as Tuna, she's just sticking around, keeping an eye on him. Doesn't she have work to do back at the CIA? She'll have to call her boss to justify why she's staying here for so long. Oh look, she's calling him now.
Hi Jerry, it's Grace. I was wondering if you could call in the acrobatics expert for some additional training. It's for something that's really important to maintaining my cover. It's called a keg stand. I've done some deep character study on this role, and I've decided that Tuna is a frat brother who has a lot of experience with keg stands. Well, I just think that the real art is in the art of keg stand, but I think what's really important here is that I'm able to do everything with this one subject, Timmy. I think he's very interesting to the CIA. Perhaps he could be another agent. I think it's very important we, like, stick close together. Well, yes, I understand that's not the CIA's purview or my mission, but I think that I could do two missions. I can promote art and also recruit a very fine young man. The frat is called Gers. No, I don't know what it means. All right, well, thank you. Talk to you soon. All right, time to be Tuna. I am Tuna. I swim upstream, I think. I am Tuna. I am Tuna. Oh, hey, dude. Oh, hey, dude. Oh, hey, dude.
Oh, hi, Tuna. What are you doing here over at this phone booth in this abandoned corner of campus?
Calling my mom.
Oh, wow. Maybe I should call. No, I don't really want to call my mom, honestly. I need some space from my parents right now.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure she'd, like, love to hear from you, though, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure she would. But honestly, she hasn't been great about giving me space, and so, you know, maybe that'll show her that now I get to decide for myself when and where and how much we talk.
Yeah, of course. I think she, like, really loves you and, like, would love to, like, speak to you. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Anyway,
she really loved me. Maybe she'd give me space, you know, but she doesn't seem to get that.
Anyway, you going to the frat party tonight, huh?
Oh, the girls' party?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I guess actually I was thinking about maybe rushing.
Oh my god, dude, that's so cool. I was just practicing my keg stand.
Your keg? You know how to do a keg stand?
Yes, I do. I'm very good at it. Why do you ask?
Oh my god, that's so cool. I only ever learned how to butt chuck.
You want to go to the girls' party tonight, the next one?
Yeah. I mean, the last one was kind of fun. I was a little hungover the next morning, but yeah.
I was wondering, maybe you could, like, bring that, like, cool dog of yours, too. I think he'd really fit in well.
Oh, Cosmo? Yeah, I'm sure he'd love to come. I think he's been going a little bit crazy, just, like, stuck in the room all the time. And
how you doing, kid?
Cosmo, what are you doing here?
Hey, kid, I was just out in this abandoned corner of campus just peeing on some stuff. I just had a second of myself. Anyway, I just totally didn't follow you down here with your scent, and I was just surprised to run into you.
Good, yeah, it's good to see you, Cosmo. Have you been able to find stuff to do? I know that it's kind of hard being here all the time alone when I'm with classes.
Yeah, you know, but there's a lot of stuff. You know, I'm so busy all the time, you know, sitting in the room doing cards and, you know, talking to everyone. But, you know, I just thought I should spend more time with you because, you know, I just should, and I should go to class with you and go to do whatever you're doing. So that's just what I thought that I should
do. Yeah, okay. Did you know that my dad's a professor here now?
Oh, he's a what?
Yeah. I don't know how.
I didn't know he had brains, but I guess... There's something in that skull of his.
I guess so.
Oh, I love the way that you and your dog, like, barge each other for, like, 10 minutes. I thought that was really beautiful. That connection is amazing. And you should probably consider him your best friend.
Yeah, he's...
Just some advice. Anyway, sorry, the party, I think it's at, like, 9. I always show up late to stuff, though, because I'm cool.
Yeah, that is something that cool people do. Well, it's 8:30. I guess I'll need to go get ready. And yeah, I'll meet you over there.
Yeah, you might want to wear, like, that nice white shirt I saw in your closet. You know, with
you
the starched collar.
You saw a shirt in my closet?
Yeah, I was hanging out with Cosmo.
Oh, okay. Cosmo, you were hanging out with Tuna?
You know, I hang out with so many people, I lose track. I'm not really sure, kid, but you know.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go. I can see if I can find that white shirt, and I'll see you at the girls' party. Okay.
I'll see you there, dude. All
right. Cosmo, you want to walk back
with me? Yeah. Let's just walk back.
So, tell me, Cosmo, kind of how what do you think about college so far? I mean, you're seeing what's happening here.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I lied to you a bit earlier. I'm not really doing that much. I'm not doing so hot. I mean, there's not a lot of other dogs around here. All the lads I used to hang out with in the city, they're just not around anymore. You know, the underground poker ring is miles away, and I'm stranded on campus. I just feel so alone. I don't know. I want to hang out with you more, because I don't know. It feels like you're all I got.
I know we talked about you know, you coming here, but you had a good life at home. Are you sure you want
to
be here?
You know, I think it's the right thing to do. I gotta try something else. You know, I gotta make something of myself. Maybe I can learn something. You know, over your shoulder. I can't spend my whole life just playing illegal games. One day it's gonna go too far, and I don't want that to happen. I don't want you to see me getting loaded up into the pound.
I'm happy for you, Cosmo, and whatever I can do to support you, please let me know. But just know that I'm really, really happy to have you here. It's good to have a friend.
All right, now put on that white collar now that we're in your room.
Yeah, yeah. Oof. Yeah, the shirt's a little tight. I think I put on a few pounds since getting here, like 4 days ago.
That happens when there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of food around or something. All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, I think so. And so we said we're meeting Tuna there. The party's at 9. How do I look, Cosmo?
You know, I prefer the monochrome look myself, as you can tell from my foot.
Yeah, you do look good, Cosmo. And I love that like little oil slick bag that you got. You look very...
It's the classic. You think I should put on another collar?
Oh, wow. That looks great on you, Cosmo. You look very refined.
I'm sure I do. All right.
Yo, you guys are walking down the hallway. What's up, bro?
Hey, Brock. We were just about to go to the girls' party. Do you want to come with us?
Yeah, bro. I ain't got nothing to do because I finished all my work. Cause I'm like super studious. If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, that's so cool. I actually haven't been great about doing the work for my classes. It's just like hard when there's no like external structure to make sure that I'm doing everything. You know.
Yeah. You know, but in a way, like, the school is the structure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to hold yourself accountable if you want to be successful, and every structure you need to take advantage of, you know? Like, there's not going to be like a magical structure that just comes on top of you after the fact. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you've said some really deep and thoughtful thing there that I'm just too young and immature to internalize right now.
I think you're old enough to understand like what you need, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks, bro.
Anyway, let's go get fucking wasted, my guy. Let's fucking go, dude.
Timmy, Brock, and Cosmo decide it's time to go down to Gurr's for another frat party. I wonder if they still have that alcohol pool. Speaking of which, I just got my alcohol pool installed yesterday. It's pretty nifty. You can take a dive in and drink from it at the same time. But it's not a place you'd want to light up a cigarette. It also kind of smells like a hospital. All the time. Anyway, back to the story.
The sidewalk feels so much shorter the second time you're walking down Frat Row, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, and also I think we're not drunk out of our minds this time.
That's true, yeah. Dude, I just like passing by all these other frat houses, I'm just like wondering, you know, like what could be popping, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of like Gurr's, but there really are a lot of other communities out here in the college place.
Get
an
alpha upsilon. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's like a you know, five or so frats at this college. Tonight, you know,
yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Hey, bro, look, there's that one religious frat that has a that is a frat that also like has a religious affiliation.
Hey,
you know what I'm
saying? Brian, I got the wine. You got the cracker,
dog. Whoa, dude, don't spill the
wine. No, thanks. I'm good, bro, but I'm glad that you're, like, spreading your message out on the front porch like
okay.
this.
Okay,
you know
this is the Gurr's house, isn't it? The one with the really long line?
Yeah, I think this is probably the Gurr's house. Yeah, this is one I remember from last time. Dude, the line is just so long.
Yeah, I mean, last time we kind of just, like, walked in, but I'm not sure. So do we just stand here in the back and wait?
Yeah, I guess we're going to, like, move up, you know, pretty sure that's how lines work. You just like sit, you know, you stand in the back. And then
yeah, we talked about them in my dad's class, but I still don't really understand it.
Oh, hey, dude.
So, Tuna, how's your day been?
Oh, it was pretty good. You know, I did all my homework, and then I had a healthy and balanced lunch. Then I like rode around on my skateboard, you know, for chicks. And now I'm at this rad-ass frat party.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
So, like, how was your day? Like, did you eat a healthy and balanced lunch too?
I think I had potato chips.
Timmy, you need to eat all of your vitamins.
No, they were really good potato chips.
Hey, kid, you gotta eat some vegetables.
Also,
meat
who
or
are
something.
You? My mom?
Where
like...
are your mom? Anyway, this frat party.
Down, Tuna. Okay, cool. Well, I guess the lines move. Are they checking invitations? Shit, were we supposed to get invited?
Bro, I don't know, bro. You just said let's fucking go, and I was like, yeah bro,
kid,
let's go.
I'm not sure. I've never been to a frat party before.
Hey, yo, Timmy, you brought your dog. Oh, hey.
Oh, Street Rat Dan.
Nice to see you folks. I trust you guys have your invitations.
No, actually, we didn't realize that this party was by invite only. We thought it was like the one last time.
Oh, dudes. No, you know, when you're a guest of Street Rat Dan,
only. You're
welcome to come in whenever you like. Oh, does that apply to me too,
dude? Invitation only.
You know, Timmy, when you're a guest of Street Rat Dan, and Brock, when you're a guest of Street Rat Dan, you can come right in. You know, bring your dog too. Let's go straight on in.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Tuna, but I really don't want to miss the party.
You could put me in your backpack.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if Tuna would fit.
I'm very good at contorting.
All right, yeah, come right in, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Have a good night, Tuna. Wow, I'm so glad I put on my nice white button-down shirt.
Yeah, I'm so glad I got my silver collar on.
Yeah, you look great in that silver collar.
You see, you guys are learning how to be real Gurz brothers. You might know me from my leather jacket and cigarette pants, but under it I always have a three-piece suit.
Oh my gosh, Street Rat Dan, you really clean up nice.
And under this, I have my underwear.
Wow. I don't need to see that, though.
I don't think I'm going to drink tonight. I'm just going to eat some cheese.
Yo, can I have some?
No, dude, this is my cheese. What the fuck?
Hey, bro, can I get some cheese?
Dude, I just told you it's my cheese. I just told Dan
cheese
no.
Cheese for sale. Get your cheese.
Oh, my gosh,
sale.
Can get some cheese?
Yeah, just buy your own cheese.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not for sale.
Yo, this business, man.
There's a lot of people here.
So what are we supposed to do? I mean, this is a little different from the other party.
Oh, you know, try a canapé. Go have some bubbly. It's really here to mingle. See if you can both get down with us and get down with us. And the New York Philharmonic will be here any second.
Wow. Wow, I didn't realize that fraternities could be like this. I thought that it was kind of also just like, ugh.
Yeah, that's a pretty, that sounds kind of makes sense. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, we're not like most other fraternities. We have fancy parties. We work on stones. Some of our members' name are Masons. But anyway, have a great time. Bye.
Hey, somebody said my name?
Hey, Mason.
Hey, what's up, Street Rat Dan?
Hey, not much. How's it going being the Mason?
It's going well. Hey, are you the freshman that challenged Street Rat Dan?
Oh, yeah, nice to meet you. My name's Timmy.
Hey, I'm Mason. It's good to meet you, man. I'm glad that you got the balls to step up, but, you know, just don't push yourself too much, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. I don't like to lose, but it's cool. It's so cool to meet all you guys. I mean, I didn't even really think about joining a frat when I first came here to College Place, but this is nice.
No worries. We'll see you around, Timmy.
You challenged Free Rat Dan to a drinking contest?
I mean, it was just a little drinking contest.
I can't believe you. This is what happens when I'm not here. You're like some crazy... You could have put yourself in danger. What were you thinking?
I wasn't... Look, Cosmo, I'm allowed to try to do this. This is my time to do this.
Okay, I understand. It's your time to like do... Listen. I've been in your situation, right? Like, you can go crazy, but then you can go too crazy. Just take care of yourself when I'm not here.
Okay, Cosmo, I know you're just trying to look out for me.
Yo, these hors d'oeuvres are fucking sick. Try the olives and goat cheese, my guy.
Oh my gosh, that's
serve
better?
Serve up a little, like, yellow platter, too.
It's
these
like
are great.
Pigs in a blanket, too.
I know.
Oh, well, hello. Would you like to try the squab?
I'd love some squab.
For you.
What country does this come from?
Atlantis.
Wow, that's exotic. I'm glad that you guys are, like, branching out into different, like, cultures.
There's only 13 left in the world. Squab?
Sure, I'd love one.
12 now. And for you, my dog, my canine friend.
This is great. I never get a service. Yeah, I'll take one.
11.
Anyway, dude, the juice is also pretty good here.
Oh, hello. May I help you to juice?
Hey, what's up? Is it the same guy?
That was my identical twin, Shmerik. My name is Eric. I'm the good one.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Eric?
Oh, nothing much. Just serving juice at a frat party. Everyone's life goal.
I'm just, like, new to campus. You know, me and Timmy right here, we're freshmen. And I just want to know if you have any, like, insider information, some cool scoops about, you know, the frat here. Because we're just, like, looking around, like, testing it out.
Well, I just work here, but...
Oh, thanks for the juice, by the way.
Of course. If you'd like to know some insider information, I'd recommend going down to the basement. But don't tell anyone I told you that. Now, if you excuse me, I must polish my pencil mustache.
I'll see you around, Eric.
Wow, Brock, did you hear what he said about the basement?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems kind of sketchy.
Listen, I would not go down there if I was you. Things that happen in basements, you don't want to find out unless you want to get hunted down. That's just what I'm saying.
You know what, Cosmo? No, I want to go check it out, and this is a great excuse. Everybody's so busy. When else will we have the opportunity to sneak around the house?
The basement seems kind of fire. Like, imagine all the colors of mold we could find down there, man.
Oh, I think that the stairs are right down over
me,
there.
Excuse me, yeah, just get into the stairs. No worries, excuse me. Damn, it was moldy. Look, there's green mold on the ceiling, yellow mold on the wall.
Yeah, and you got some kind of liquid dripping out of the pipes. It doesn't smell very good.
And dodge the liquid. Scoot by to the left
here. Look, I love that little bucket that they're using to catch the little drop.
Oh, yeah. I almost knocked that over while I was stepping down the half step that doesn't work. Hold on.
Oh, be careful. Be careful. That looks like it's about to...
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Wow, it's impressive how it's like both really rough material and also really slippery. I didn't know that could be...
Kid, you gotta turn back now. All I'm saying, we've seen enough.
I don't know, Cosmo. I'm kind of really curious to see what they got down here.
All right.
Hey,
well,
anybody down here?
Yo, Mason, a turtle, and five other frat bros sitting around a poker table?
Wow.
Jimmy, come around the corner.
Oh my gosh, wow, I couldn't see when I was around that other side of the corner, but when I rounded the corner, I saw that there is indeed Mason and Street Rat Dan and a turtle
and the rest of it. Come on, let's get there. There's poker down here.
Whoa, Timmy, Brock, what are you doing down here? Hey.
It's me, Mason.
Hey, Mason. We were just kind of exploring the house. I'm sorry, we didn't mean to intrude, but are you guys playing poker?
Why, yeah, would you like to have a seat?
Oh, I'd love to. My dog's really good at poker.
The entrance fee is rather steep, though.
Kid, you gotta let me play. I haven't played poker in a while, and I'm feeling
it. I know you have a gambling addiction, and you say that a lot, but I kind of do want to play.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, what's the entrance fee? Deal us in.
All right, it's 2 toenails and your mother's maiden name. I don't know if you can afford
that. Do you have toenail clippers?
Toenail clippers are right here.
Oh, thanks. Snip. Here they are. My mother's maiden name is, Armenelia.
Wait, Cosmo? What are you doing here?
Gustavo?
This is my poker game. Have you come to stiff me again?
I might ask you the same thing. We last met, I was pulling out all the hearts and spades.
Hey, Timmy,
this guy
you control
is way too
your
good
dog.
Yeah, and it makes me very uncomfortable, so please stop.
Cosmo, come on.
I know. All right. That's all right. I'll come
cool.
Again.
So, let's play poker?
Yeah, here's my dealin'. Julia.
Oh, Julia, you say. You know, that was my mother's maiden name.
Oh, really?
Well, weird coincidence. Anyway. So, what are you trying to bet, my little furry friend?
Yeah, I'll just start with the buy-in price.
All right.
All right, Dila, start us off.
All right, gonna flip over the first two cards here. pass one around to everyone. All right, what's your favorite color, Mason?
It's yellow.
Okay, that means you go first.
I know it might not be what you're used to, Cosmo, but this is how real people play poker. This is how real, strong turtles play poker.
Ah, turtle poker. Oh, I should have known.
I raise you 2 toenails.
Hmm, what an interesting young man
go
you
fish.
Have found.
Oh, crap. I don't have any fish.
Are you planning on stealing his life savings as well?
Go crabs!
Yeah, sorry, you just stepped on boardwalk. You're going to have to pay.
Of course I must. Every time. You filthy, cheating, lying... You must control yourself.
You're the one that landed on my boardwalk, not my problem.
I don't have 400 toenails to
all
give
right.
you. I'm
Timmy,
sorry.
Looks like you're out of the game. But don't worry, I can bring it home.
Okay, Cosmo, all right. Yeah, we're counting on you.
Don't worry, I'll get a three-pointer.
You may think that you could get a three-pointer so easily, but how do you get past the best point guard in the history of the DPA, the Deutsche Poker Association?
All right, I'm going to have to go all in.
Cosmo, I saw he has 2 toenails.
Street Rat Dan, hey. Bring me my stool.
He's a
oh, I forgot he was a turtle, so he's pretty slow.
Yeah, that took it a second. I mean, when you only think of his voice...
I'm maybe a turtle, but I'm not slow. I'm very efficient.
Oh, sorry.
It's that German efficiency
I
they talk about.
Yeah.
Do you want a boost?
No, that's very emasculating.
All right.
You're a turtle.
Okay, do your best, filthy
and
vermin.
Connect 4. Read them and weep.
No! Street Rat Dan, carry me to my weeping paw.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys, I gotta go. When the big man's hungry, the big man's hungry.
The dog just got a home run. I can't believe it.
Wow. Cosmo, that was really cool. I forgot that you were so good at poker.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been playing for years. And now I gotta take my arms and sweep in all the ducks to my side of the table like how they do after you win.
Well, yeah, just be careful not to poke yourself on the toenails, too. They're kind of like all over
the
place.
Yeah, after you do in a game of poker, here you go. All right, well, it was a pleasure doing business with you. Fun game as always.
Hey, Timmy, make sure to bring your dog around. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, Mason, absolutely. Yeah, this is Cosmo. I don't know if you guys have met, but he's a
good friend. I just watched from the corner while I like tried to figure out what you guys were playing, but that was sick, man. We gotta rush this frat.
I think you're right. I mean, I feel comfortable here, you know? I feel like I might be finding my people.
What the fuck? Yeah, that guy comes from the basement window?
Oh, hey, guys! I managed to get into the basement window! Timmy, my best friend! How are you doing?
Tuna, what are you doing
There's
here?
There's glass everywhere.
It's invite only.
Holy shit.
It's invite and smashing through the basement window only.
Call an ambulance or something.
Call an ambulance, dude. There's blood everywhere.
These glass shards in me only make me stronger.
The fuck? It's mixing with the mold. Is he gonna get an infection later?
It hurts so bad, but I look so cool. No, it's like totally cool, dude. It's like ladies love
this. I'll put in a tourniquet or something. Oh my gosh! Is it a vein or an artery?
Fuck,
oh no, dude, it's totally fine. Like, you know, I think that blood makes me stronger. Timmy, no, don't call the cops. I'm totally fine.
Ambulance, not the police. What the fuck?
No, it's totally fine. I'll see you guys later.
Did he just jump back out through the shards?
Timmy, we gotta get out of here. Nothing good happens when sirens come around. He just jumped out of another window that wasn't broken before.
He could have just gone back through that one he already broke.
Hey, guys, sorry, I had to put my two favorite windows!
Oh, fuck.
Cosmo, we gotta get out of here before the police come.
You called the cops? Oh, you guys are narcs.
No, we're not.
Ambulance, guys. I called fucking ambulance. What the fuck? It's not the police. I called, no one's listening to me. God damn it.
These are classy parties. I hope to see a lot better from you two if you're gonna keep rushing girls.
All right, good to hear. Come on, Timmy, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, let's just go. Guys, I'm really sorry about this. I didn't mean... He means well, I'm sure. He's just a little confused.
Second and fifth favorite windows. Fuck.
Oh, being a bouncer is so boring when all the people run away because they think it's the police, but it's actually an ambulance. No line out front anymore. Can't just reject everyone. Whatever. Oh, you guys are leaving? Oh, no worries. See you guys later. Rush girls.
Oh, hello. Cigarettes?
I might as well. Thank you very much. You got a light?
Just
kidding. I always carry one.
I am nothing if not a waiter till the end.
All right, bro. Time to walk out of the porch.
Yes. Go. Yeah. Take a step and another step, and there are four steps. So I took two more steps, and now I'm off the porch.
That's fully down the porch. Just steps, bro.
I know.
That's crazy.
I'm getting my steps in for the day.
Did we drink that much?
I don't even know if I drank.
Huh. I mean, I guess you could have fun without it. I don't know.
Nah.
This was Season 2, Episode 3 of Buttercups and Moonbeams, which releases every week in collaboration with Brandeis Television at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts. Timmy was played by Omer Barash. Cosmo, Brock, and Mason were played by Avi Patel. Grace, Tuna, Street Rat Dan, Schmerich and Eric, and Gustavo were all played by Andy Scheinbaum. Original theme song by Miles Goldstein. Directed and edited by me, Corey Brown. This episode produced by Kaya Grisham.
Hey, thanks for letting me shower first. I got way more blood on me than you did, so glad we're going to bed now.
Yeah.
Just got my jammies on.
Yeah, wow, that was a crazy night, huh?
I'm glad I took a shower in the communal shower as well. I got some shmoo on me as well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know what Tuna was thinking.
Hey, Timmy, you still got some blood on you, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it must be Tuna's.
Yeah.
I'll just go wash it off real quick.
Kind of smells like you shouldn't have, it's not your blood. It kind of smells like home.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I mean,
it smells like, I don't know.
Yeah,
smells like
okay,
home.
Yeah, okay. I guess, but doesn't matter. I still got to say, I'm going to go wash it off.
Yeah, anyway, go shower off, kid.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Cosmo, and I'm happy to have you here.
You too.
Good night, Cosmo.